Go the Fuck to Sleep. Author's name withheld. Read by Anna Unfolding. This, Kaner said, smugly, as he threw open the door to his new single hotel room, is going to be awesome. Then he realized that Taser wasn't there to hear him declare the awesomeness of his new single room. Oh well, he thought, and threw open his suitcase, tossed a handful of clothes around the room, and jumped up and down on the bed. This was going to be awesome. It was a room all his own. Nobody to tell him when to nap or how he should clean up or anything. Nobody to whine at him for taking the far bed, because there was no far bed. It was just like being at home, except you didn't have to clean up. Okay, yeah, the lockout had sucked. But it was over now, and he had a hotel room all to himself. It was worth it. He flopped back on the bed and rung up some porn on the TV while he was at it. That might be the best part. He could finally watch whatever porn he wanted on road trips without Taser telling him to switch it back to the one with the skinny blonde dude in it. Who is that picky about their porn anyway? Freak. My new single hotel room that is all mine is awesome, he announced to Taser as they were suiting up for the game that night. Good. Taser rolled his eyes at him. It's not that big a deal. Just don't be stupid and sleep through bus call tomorrow. Don't you sleep through bus call tomorrow? Kaner snorted and kicked him. What's with you, man? You got a room to yourself, too. You don't have to bitch about me taking the bed you want anymore. I'm excited, Peaks, Sharpie said, and threw an arm over his shoulder. Be nice to Skype my wife on the road without traumatizing my roommates. Ew, Kaner wrinkled his nose. I've told you I don't want to hear about your disgusting married sex. I know, you're all jealous, Sharpie said. You know why Toes doesn't give a shit about your single rooms? He could have had one for the last 3 years, but he chose to keep rooming with you anyway. Stockholm Syndrome or something. Kaner blinked at Taser, who stared right back at him, expressionless. Whatever, Kaner said at last. I'm gonna bang so many girls in my new single hotel room tonight now that you won't be there to cockblock me. Kaner did not bang a whole lot of girls in his hotel room that night. It was completely unfair that he was still striking out when he didn't even have a weird roommate problem anymore, he thought. So what if the girls in Dallas didn't care that much about hockey? He was an attractive guy. He was, damn it. Even Sharpie told him he was finally growing into his face. Whatever. He could go back to his hotel room that was all his own and watch whatever porn he wanted without Taser getting picky about it. And then he could go to sleep easy without having to sleep through Taser's snoring. Only he lay down in the big, soft, clean hotel bed all by himself and stared at the ceiling and couldn't sleep. It was dark and quiet, and it should have been perfect, but this wasn't working. He could do anything he wanted in this room except, apparently, getting a good night's sleep. Fuck it, he muttered to himself and kicked the blankets off. Taser didn't look impressed when he opened his door to see Kaner standing there, but he didn't look all that surprised either. What happened to the orgy in your room? They got bored after the full 5-minute experience? Oh, fuck you. Go away, I was asleep. No, you weren't. You don't wake up that fast. Kaner kicked his ankle. Let me in, fucker. I can't sleep. You wanted your own room. Yeah, well, now I don't. Kaner crossed his arms and glared. Are you going to let me in or not? Taser shrugged and turned around to crawl back into bed without another word. He didn't slam the door in Kaner's face, though, which Kaner took as an invitation. He switched the light off and wriggled into bed right beside him. This bed really isn't meant for two hockey players, you know, Taser said in the dark. Yeah, whatever. You wanted your own room. I really am going to bring back a bunch of hot girls and screw them in my very own hotel room next time, you know. Sure you are, Kaner, Taser said and patted his head. Now, go the fuck to sleep. The end. I think we're good to go. Okay. He could finally watch whatever porn he wanted on road trips without Taser telling him to switch it back to the one with the skinny blonde in it. What? Taser just casually makes him watch porn with skinny blonde dudes in it. Okay. What happened to the orgy in your room? They got bored after the full 5-minute experience? Fuck you. You're such a jerk.